This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Two guests on the show today, 10:35, Eric Edholm from NFL.com will join us. And then at 12, former NFL general manager Mark Domenech will be our guest. This from Evan in Bethesda, Denton. I want you to listen to this too, because I don't know if you have the answer to this. Kevin, are you going to talk about the new format for the NBA All-Star Game this weekend? The players essentially quit on the game last year, so the NBA went with a major attempt to fix it. And then Evan sent me the link to the fix because I was unfamiliar with it. Do you know what he's talking about, Denton? Do you know what the All-Star Game is this weekend?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's a four-team tournament kind of deal.
See how excited I was when you presented the subject to me?
Yeah,
don't have any recollection of it.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you either. When he sent me this link and I saw it, I was not familiar with it, or it did not ring a bell that we had talked about this. So I did go through the whole format, and it's really a joke in so many ways. But for those of you who didn't know, I didn't even realize that the NBA All-Star Game was this weekend. I should have remembered that it was this weekend, because it typically is the week after the Super Bowl, right? Hasn't that been a general rule, either a week or 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, sometime in mid to late February?
Yeah, it's always in mid-February.
Yeah, I don't know if it's always been a week after the Super Bowl, but it seems like there's been many a year in which it was a week after the Super Bowl. But I had no idea until I read Evan's email that the NBA All-Star Game was this weekend. Look, the NBA, before I get to this All-Star Game, it really has become, for me, this time of year, pretty much dead. I mean, I just don't have much interest in it. Now, a big part of that is my team, my favorite team, our local team, the Wizards, are years away from being competitive. Even though they've actually played well recently, I saw and watched a little bit of last night's game. I watched a little bit of the game the other night against the Spurs. I don't know how much I will watch, moving forward, but I wanted to see what some of the young guys like. By the way, just I'll add, FYI, I kind of like Kyshawn George, the third of their three first-round picks. I think he's got a lot of all-around ability. Defensively, he's got some talent. Alex Saar, by the way, was back last night. Here I am talking about a team and a league that I truly do not care about anymore this time of year. And I care about the NBA, I know, a lot more than some of you do. I love the NBA playoffs. Now, that's a product. That is an excellent product, start to finish. This regular season thing is for true diehards. And like the personalities at ESPN and at TNT who try to spice it up with provocative conversation, which isn't, for a lot of people very provocative. They'd rather hear free agency NFL talk. The NFL's done this to everything in its wake. I mean, it's not just about the product being insufferable at times to watch. It's that we care so much about football and the NFL, and it's become such a year-round, you know, sport. You know, after the games end last weekend, we now have a free agency period that is less than a month away from starting. You know, in 5 days, the window for franchise tagging opens. You'll get big news that week. Not around here. The game itself, though, is bad right now. It's just hard to watch. Not necessarily for me because of all the three-pointers taken. That's a big issue for a lot of you. But for me, it's just the level of effort. You know, they just don't seem to try hard enough, consistently enough. The games in the regular season, I know they're not exhibitions, but at times watching them, they seem like exhibitions versus competitions. So the All-Star game last year, for the first time in about 6 or 7 years, went back to its old format, East versus West. I was actually kind of excited about that. I had had it with the, you know, keeping score by quarters and doing the drafts and the whole thing. I mean, I've become so much less interested in All-Star Weekend over the years anyway. But last year, if you recall, they went back and they just decided, okay, we've tried all these different formats and nothing really seems to work. Let's just go back to a good old East versus West and let's see if the guys will compete, if they'll actually turn this into more than just a carnival show, you know, a carnival act. And they had former players, remember before the game last year, like Larry Bird urging the players to take the game seriously. Bird's plea before the game to players, quote, "You got to compete," close quote. And nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to the commissioner. Nobody listened to anybody. Because last year's game was not a competition at all. The players just couldn't be bothered to try hard, to compete even a little bit. You know, even if you go back to All-Star games 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you know, they are partially exhibitions even back in the day. But when the game got to the point in which, you know, the score mattered to everybody, they competed. You know, this is not the Pro Bowl. It's not football. The Pro Bowl deteriorated and went away because players are not going to put themselves at risk of injury. You know, the NBA is different. Basketball's different. The NBA All-Star game at one point was really a showpiece of the regular season. And it was competitive. Last year's game was a complete joke. It was not a competition. It was not even really an exhibition that you would want to see. There were 168 three-point attempts in the game between the East versus West. And the East won the game 211 to 186. And remember, we talked about this, and actually, I found some of it after a while understanding that the players had quit on the idea. They could not be bothered to listen to anybody that urged them to turn it into something resembling a competition. But they started pulling up, remember, in the midst of a game. Not at the end of quarters. In the midst of the game, they started pulling up and taking half-court shots. Damian Lillard hit two of them, and that meant he was the MVP. That was what they were doing in the course of the game. It was literally 5-on-0 when the team with the ball, they had 5, the other team had 0 essentially, and you could do whatever you wanted to do. It was either a high-flying dunk or it was a pull-up 3, but typically from 40 feet or further out. Now, I don't know that what I'm going to explain to you is the last gasp. And then, like, if this doesn't work, they'll cancel it. Because I would imagine there's just too much money involved to just shoot it in the head, even though it deserves it at this point. But they're going to go with this format. And get this. The winner of the All-Star event that I'm going to explain here in a moment on Sunday, night, I guess it is, it's possible that the winning outfit may not include All-Star players.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's a twist. So here it is. Here's the new format. Thank you, Evan, for sending this to me. Sorry to you, Denton, that I don't remember you presenting this. Perhaps I was dialed in on, you know, an offensive line, defensive line matchup for the Thursday night game. It's going to be a mini tournament. It's an all-star format like we have not seen. This is not something they've tried. Three games, no clock, first team to 40 points wins, eight-man rosters, and I'll get to how these rosters are chosen. And again, there's actually a chance that the team leaving San Francisco, that's where the game is on Sunday, as winners, may have captured the all-star crown without having a single all-star on its roster. So there are four teams in this tournament. The three of the teams are picked by Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley from a pool, from the pool of 24 All-Stars. All right, there are 12 from the East, 12 from the West. They will pick, draft three teams that will compete. The fourth team will be the team that wins the Rising Stars event on Friday night. The Rising Stars, remember, are not All-Stars. Some actually aren't even in the NBA right now, because in the Rising Stars event, there's a G League team in the event that will compete on Friday night. And the Rising Stars winner could potentially win this mini tournament, hence winning the All-Star game, meaning, yeah, guys who are currently not even in the league could win this thing. Maybe that's the secret here. To have guys that aren't in the league go after it really hard and maybe win the whole thing. Adam Silver said about this thing, well, we went back to the drawing board. The question, of course, is, will it work? It is kind of amazing, isn't it, that there's so little regard by so many players in the game, the all-stars, the faces of the league right now, so little regard to some of the traditions of the game that they could not be bothered. They could not be hassled by anybody that urged them to show a little bit of professionalism last year and just compete a little bit. They just didn't. I mean, I don't know how to explain that. You know, they will look at what they're generating in revenue for these teams, what they're doing, putting their bodies on the line night in and night out, despite the fact that, you know, players certainly partake in load management, etc. You know, there were some players last year that were disappointed with the effort. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, really wants players and has urged players to compete in this new format. But other players can't stand it. Kevin Durant's first response was, "I hate it, absolutely hate it. It's terrible." And, you know, others, you know, think that the NBA's plan won't work. Anthony Davis, who, by the way, got hurt in his first game with the Mavericks last week. Of course he did. And he's out for a while after the big trade. Anthony Davis, how predictable was that? That he would get hurt almost immediately. He said, "I don't really like it." Of course, he's not going to be a part of it anyway because he's injured. But we'll see how it goes this year and see if they change it again or not. And certainly, if this doesn't work, they'll try something next year. But really, the easiest way for it to have worked is to pick all-star teams from the East and the West, have them play a basketball game, and tell the players to just try a little bit. Just compete a little bit. You know, try to just actually, you've got him, cover him. We're not asking you to go out and play defense like you would with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of a game seven. But just try to keep the ball in front of you maybe for, you know, a half second or so. It's really kind of pitiful in a way.
It's hard to have sympathy for these guys complaining about the new format when they could have just played better in the old format.
Well, that's the thing, is that there just seems to be sometimes with, you know, it's not just NBA players, just professional athletes, the entitlement starting at a very young age and sort of getting their way and doing things the way they want. And if they don't like it, hey, we'll scrap that and we'll try something new. I mean, this game for a long, long period of time was played the way it was played last year. And of course, you had scores of 150 to 140. They weren't like, you know, actual regular season games. I'm not suggesting they were. But they weren't what we saw last year. You know, no one was coming down court, stopping at half court, and just firing a half court shot over and over again. That was really treating the game incredibly disrespectfully, no matter how entertaining some thought it was. And I love watching great shooters, and Damian Lillard, man, can really shoot it. And watching him pull up from half court, it was actually, for a second or two, kind of entertaining, but it's not in the spirit of what the league wanted last year. And the players, again, they just could not be bothered with making it work. And so we'll see whether or not it works this year. I will tell you personally, I have no interest in this at all. I mean, I don't know what's on Sunday. I'm sure there will be some college basketball that will be better to watch. I'm not a big Daytona 500 guy. That's on Sunday, correct? I believe it is. What's the golf this weekend? It's a Genesis, right? They moved it to Torrey Pines, right?
Well, you got Maryland on Sunday. Now, that's the college basketball schedule is before All-Star Sunday, which
yeah,
is on
it's
purpose.
Before. Yeah.
There are some good hoops games, though. Maryland, Iowa, Creighton at St. John's.
Maryland, Iowa on one. Sunday, I think, is actually at 5 o'clock, so it'll
that's
bleed right into the beginning.
Yeah. Michigan, Ohio State at that. 1. Bunch of good games.
Yeah. Okay. They should have gone Auburn, Alabama. They should have moved number 1 versus number 2 right up against the All-Star game, but it was an ESPN game, and the ESPN's a big NBA partner. They would never do that. Anyway.
We got the Genesis this weekend, though, so that'll be fun.
That's what, I just said. The Genesis, and it's, remember, they moved it from Riviera because of the fires to Torrey Pines. I love watching tournaments at Riviera, don't get me wrong, but Torrey Pines is special, too. I'm pretty sure they moved it to Torrey Pines, right? Didn't they?
I believe so, yeah.
It's not being played at Riviera. Didn't they have major fire damage?
Yeah, it's at Torrey Pines in La Jolla.
Yeah, La Jolla, California. One of the most beautiful spots.
Such
on
a
Earth.
Wonderful area.
It's spectacular. And it would be nice to be out there rather than where we are the last couple of days. It is going to warm up this weekend, but it's going to be rainy. It's going to be rain for the next few days. Then it gets bitter cold again next week with another storm or two that could end up being, you know, adding to our snow totals for the year. We had winter this year. What do you mean we had it? We're having it. For the first time in a while, we're actually having winter. I get, every once in a while, I don't know about you, but you run into people who have just kind of moved to the area maybe. And they're like, yeah, this is, you know, they moved here maybe 2 or 3 years ago. This is great. You know, I lived in Atlanta. It's not that much different during the winter. And I'm like, yeah, but it can be. It can be. And this year, it has been. All right. There is someone who believes that Washington is a candidate for a major step back season in 2025. I'll tell you who wrote that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.